πόνο. Ο Αβαΐ, ο Αμά και ο Καϊνά, η Καπόνο.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ91, and I'm back. Y'all, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? Well, you're wrong, because I'm back, and this is the sauce. Come get lost. Today's show, we're just going to get right into it. I appreciate everybody for listening. Hope everybody's having a great day. Happy hump day for everybody out there. The week is almost done. But if you're anything like me, and you work on the weekends, the week is not almost done. And it's actually getting ready to start. So shout out to those people that work weekends that has Fridays as Mondays and Mondays are their Fridays. So keep working and make that paper. Today, we're just, like I said, we're going to get right into it. I don't know if those of you know or keep track of some things, but Tom Hanks was on David Letterman a couple nights ago. Tom Hanks is a great actor. Well, he's one of my favorite actors. He's from Oakland. He went to Skyline High School, which is in the Oakland Hills, and he did some stuff for the school. He donated money and helped build a new theater at Skyline High School. So big up to Tom Hanks for that. Really appreciate it. Tom Hanks is also an Academy Award winner. He won an Academy Award for his movie Castaway. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but if you haven't, definitely go check that out. And again, just to refresh everybody about the sauce, it's just a show where, you know, I'm going to talk about sports, relevant news, and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. We'll touch on a lot of things here on the show. And I will also give you guys some car talk, update you guys on car news, you know, things like that. But back to Tom Hanks. So, yeah, Tom Hanks was on David Letterman, and he revealed that – oh, sorry, he – oh yeah, Castaway. So he was on Castaway. He's done a couple other good movies that I like. One of them, another one I like, I really like Cloud Atlas. He was in that movie. A lot of actors were in that movie. He was in the movie with Halle Berry. It's a pretty cool movie. It's about kind of second lives, kind of like love and how you're bound to the people who you love, or the people that are constantly in your life, and things that affect you, the choices of today affect you tomorrow, and so on and so forth. It's definitely two really good movies, Castaway and Cloud Atlas. I think you guys should definitely check out. But Tom Hanks revealed that he has type 2 diabetes. Those of you that are anything like me and don't know a lot about diabetes and other diseases or things like that, so I went up and looked up what type 2 diabetes was, and there's two types of diabetes. So there's type 1, and type 1 diabetes is also known as child diabetes, and it's where type 1, you don't have enough in your body and your blood to develop insulin. You have it, but it's not enough, right? So he made a joke on David Letterman, and he said that he had went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, these high blood pressure, sugar numbers you've been dealing with since you were 36. Well, you've graduated, and you've got type 2 diabetes, young man. Tom Hanks is 57, and type 2 diabetes, for those of you that don't know, again, it's where the people, if you have type 2 diabetes, you have high blood sugar levels because your body is unable to properly utilize insulin. It's a hormone needed to convert food into energy. And being overweight or secondary associated to development of type 2 diabetes. And I looked further into kind of what would cause the type 2 diabetes. And I didn't know this about Tom Hanks either. But it could have been caused through years and years of constant weight gain and weight loss for his movies. He was in a film, he was a baseball coach in a film, A League of Their Own, in 1992, and he had to add 30 pounds for that film. 30 pounds. That's a lot. That's a lot of weight. Losing 30 pounds is extremely hard. And then he had to gain 30 pounds, which, you know, could be fairly easy. Just eat McDonald's a lot. Don't run or anything. But he had to gain 30 pounds. So that's a lot. That's pretty extreme. And then right after that, the role that he won an Academy Award for, Castaway, and came out in 2000, he had to lose 55 pounds. 55 pounds to play a man on a deserted island after a plane crash. So that's a lot. That's 80 pounds or 85 pounds. You know, he had to gain 30 and he had to lose 55. That's really, it's a lot. It's really extreme. So that could be an attribute in him, you know, getting type 2 diabetes. So he was on David Letterman. And he said that he was getting type 2 diabetes again. You should definitely check out the movies if you haven't. And, another thing, Kerry Washington was on David Letterman the other day. I love Kerry Washington. And she's on the hit show Scandal. And season 3 is out. It comes on Thursday. You guys should check that out. I know a lot of the women in my family love Scandal. But Kerry Washington is in that. And she won an Image Award in 2012 for Outstanding Actress in a Drama, and Outstanding Drama Series won in 2012. Kerry Washington is really cool as well. David Letterman has a lot of cool people on his shows, and he has this, I don't know where, he just opens them up. She was great. She was laughing, joking. She's married, actually, for you 49er fans. She's married to Nnamdi Asamoah. They just got married over the summer, and they're a beautiful couple. They're a great couple. So definitely, three things you should check out. Those two movies from Tom Hanks. Again, he has another upcoming movie coming out. You should check that out as well. And David Letterman and Kerry Washington on Scandal. It comes on Thursdays on ABC. So, I wanted to get into some sports news. And I wanted to talk about kind of the common debate that goes on within people that are into sports and athletes and people that follow basketball, is LeBron and Jordan talk. Now, recently, Jordan was interviewed and asked who, if he could play one-on-one with somebody, who would be his list? And people always get asked, oh, would Jordan win, Jordan this, Jordan that? So Jordan, as arguably the world's greatest basketball player and athletes, so confidently said that it's a long list that he would want to play. He said Jerry West, Magic, Oscar Robertson, Kobe, LeBron, D-Wade, Melo. And he said, and I'd beat them all. That's exactly what I'd beat them all, except for Kobe, because he steals all my moves. So I was asked by a friend, who do you think would win between Jordan and LeBron? And who's actually better, Jordan or LeBron? Well, my friends and my listeners, LeBron, right now, he's not better than Jordan. The comparison between LeBron and Jordan, I feel like, is unfair to LeBron and other people. But that's kind of the territory that you go into when you're a successful athlete. You get compared to the best people in that field. You know, if you're a baseball player, they'll compare you to the best at that time. Or, you know, that's just how it is. But the better comparison would be LeBron and Magic. They were about the same size. They're both really great passers. I hear a lot of times that LeBron is a better passer than Jordan, which the Jordan games I've seen can be true. I'd agree with that. But as far as just the sheer determination to go get it, we're going to win at all costs, Jordan just did it. Whenever it came down, they needed the big play. They needed to win the game. He stepped up and he did it. People always attribute LeBron's game 6 in the finals against Dallas, or the game 6, the whole series, the whole finals, game 6 against Dallas. He came up short. He didn't do as well as everybody had thought he would, and that was his first or his second championship he was in. He played against the Spurs in his first championship, I think his third year in the league, and he lost. They were swept. That's when he was with Cleveland. So this was his second time around, and he didn't do well. And every time Jordan is undefeated in championships, he has not lost. He gets it done. He does his thing in championship games, you know. The better comparison would be Kobe to Jordan. And if I say if Kobe can get two more rings, maybe then you can make a pretty strong argument to as why he would be better than Jordan. Right now, again, I feel Jordan is the greatest of all time. But if Kobe gets seven rings, or if he gets six rings, I feel like you can definitely compare. But then again, people have to remember about Jordan, right? Every time he won a championship, he three-peated, right? And after, so he won three championships, right? Then he retired for 2 years. He retired. Again, I'm not sure if it's two or three, but I'll check that, and I will have the information when we come back from the break. But he retired for 2 to 3 years, came back, and won three more rings. He's undefeated. Three, came back, he retired. He said, no, I'm done. He retired as a champion, came back, retired as a champion again. And there's another interview that I watched with Jordan. ESPN, he used to interview him and Ahmad Rashad, and he said that who knows? Because the team kind of broke down, he was saying, after the sixth championship. And he said, who knows? We could have won eight. You know, and he sounded kind of bothered by it, because he says he never really knows what their full potential was. He never really knows how far they could have gone, how far they could have taken it. You know, so I've heard some people say Jordan could have won eight rings or 10 rings or 9 rings. You know, they were that good. And I hear him talk about that in the interview, and he sounded really passionate about it. He looked sad too. Like, man, you know, he said that nobody ever knocked them off the hill. Nobody ever knocked them off their high horse. And as a competitor, as a fellow competitor, I'm a competitor athlete. I definitely understand where he's coming from. I definitely understand how he feels. You know, you never know your full potential until, you know, you get hit and you're like, oh, you know, kind of wakes you up. So, yeah, I think Kobe would be the better comparison to LeBron. I mean, sorry, to Jordan. LeBron and Jordan. For LeBron to be even because right now, again, it's not fair to LeBron. He only has two rings. He's lost in two finals. He's won two finals. And you can make an argument, but as far as the legacy goes, his stats are, you know, might be similar, but as far as, again, legacy goes, Jordan's legacy is the best. His what he leaves behind is far greater. And also, I mean, LeBron probably has about 8 years left in him, which is all good. And that's if he stays healthy, which I hope he does. I'm a basketball fan. I love good basketball. I love good players. I want everybody to stay healthy, you know. But professional sports aren't easy. You know, people get hurt. One play, you could be done for the season, you know. So he stays healthy. He'll have about 8-9 years, good years left. I'd say he has about maybe 6 or 7. I'd say 6 good years left. And, you know, if he could get it done in those 6 years, if he can win. So Jordan has 6 rings, right? He'd have to win 7 or 6. So he'd have to win 4 or 5 more rings. And then I'd say, okay, you can make a strong argument to him being the greatest of all time. Do I think he's the greatest right now? I do. I do think LeBron is the best right now. If you watch, he's pure. He dominates the floor. Don't get me wrong. There are some games where he has his lapses, but, you know, that comes along with sports. I'm really eager to see how he does. But the Heat do this year with the East so strong as it is. The East is amazing. And we will get into that when we come back. And I'll give you my picks for the playoffs for the NBA. I know it's early, but I'll give you guys my top 8 teams for the East and the West. And who I would like to see in the finals for the Eastern Finals and the Western Finals. I'll give you guys all that when we come back. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Again, this is DJ 9-1 and This is The Sauce. Come get lost. Again, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
What up, everybody? Come get lost in the sauce. Tuesdays at 3. It's your boy, DJ 9-1. Caught up on sports, news, and some car talk here on Radio Dominican.
Charity Hospital, a.k.a. the City Zoo. No pity due to no one. Nobody, not all, man. They dropped us in the game and everybody's trying to ball. And a small hand to touch you, the large hand to director. But until that day, I'll be the son of a stunner. Ball till I fall, I done did it for my dogs. Ball till I fall, I done did it for y'all. Ball till I fall, I done did it for me. Ball till I fall, that's the way it's gonna be. Up in the early, I done did it for sunshine. Candy on the pain every time I touch mine. Stick, cause I'm good with mines. Alligator with the suede riding them 25. My leather's so soft, my top so soft. I probably have it all. Eat so soft and I go so hard. I go so hard. She said my leather's so soft, my top so soft.
What up, everybody? We're back, and this is The Sauce. Come get lost. Thank you, everybody, for coming back. And now we're going to get into what I said we're going to get in right after the break. So I was going to give you guys my teams, my playoff teams in the NBA. Again, I know it's early and they haven't even played any games yet. But I feel like, why wait? You know, I'm pretty confident about who I think I'm going to see and who I think I'm going to see in the playoffs. So I'll go ahead and give you guys my picks. And then you guys tell me what you think again. Keep you guys updated on my shows and when I'm having them and what I'm going to be talking about. And also, you guys can give you input. My Instagram is at Too Smooth Chi, two O's and a V in smooth. And my Instagram name is the same as my Twitter name. Hit me up, get your input, things like that. So in the Atlantic Conference in the East, the Atlantic Conference is the Celtics, the Nets, the Knicks, the 76ers, and the Toronto Raptors. Who do I think is coming out of the Atlantic Conference? Well, definitely think the Nets are going to make it. I think the Nets will have a pretty smooth way to the playoffs, even though the East is really strong this year. The Celtics are one of my favorite teams. They just lost Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett to the Nets. So I'm interested to see how they do this year, especially with this tough East. But my second pick, I think, coming out the Atlantic Conference in the East, I don't know. It's hard between the Celtics and the Knicks because my heart makes me want to say the Celtics, but my head makes me want to pick the Knicks. I think the Knicks are kind of overdue to make some noise. I think they're tired of people telling them they're not as good as they think they are. People knock Carmelo because he doesn't play defense. People knock J.R. Smith. I think they've had it, and I think they'll step it up this year. So I think I'm going to say the Knicks. The Nets and the Knicks and the Celtics are rebuilding, even though they're my team, my boys. I love y'all still. Rondo, if you're listening, you know, I want y'all to make it. If y'all make it, I'll still be happy. But, you know, I want you guys to rebuild a little bit, take some time to get back in it. Also in the East, the Central Division, we got the Bulls. D. Rose is back. He's back, y'all. So that'll be another interesting thing to see and watch and keep your eye on, because coming off ACL surgery is kind of a toss up. I had ACL surgery myself, and the rehab is probably the toughest thing about it. The rehab and the mental. Once you get back into it, it's hard getting over the fact that, you know, you tore your ACL, and you can do it so easy sometimes. Not even just doing something you regularly do. A guy dived for the ball, and my knee or my leg happened to be in the way of him diving, and my knee just went. And then I didn't know it was messed up, so I kept, you know, living my life playing on it for about 2 years, and then it fully just crumbled. It was pretty sick. Just crumbled. All I did, I just turned to run, and it was over. So once, I think, getting over the fact that it can happen so easy and just getting out there and play, I think once he gets over that, Derrick Rose will be great. I think he'll be in the conversation for MVP this year, up with LeBron, obviously. And I also think we'll get into that when I start talking about the teams in the West. But I think Kobe will be another one that will be up there for conversation for being MVP. I think he's going to have a great historical year. But the Bulls are one of the teams that I think will come out of the Central Division. And the Cavs and the Pacers were two teams that I was kind of conflicted on. I think the Cavs got a lot better with the draft. They picked up Anthony Bennett in the first round first pick overall. And I think he'll definitely make some noise. I caught a couple of his games at UNLV, and he's pretty good. He plays like a post. He plays the four. He's a little undersized for the NBA four, but he can stretch it. He can put the ball to the floor. He has a nice jumper for a power forward. So I think he'll definitely make some noise. He'll have some competition with Tristan Thompson, who was their starting four last year. But I think that competition in some ways, or in a lot of ways, can breed success for the Cavs. So I look forward to seeing them this year. But I have the Pacers, who are just great. I think they can play with the best of them. I think they'll be up there in the Eastern Conference Finals playing whoever. Take on whoever, you know, be there. And hopefully they'll get it done this year. It was a lot of the series between Miami last year was heated, man. It was wild. If you didn't watch it, you should have watched it and you missed out. But it was crazy. Tyler Hansbrough and Birdman got into it a couple times, man. It was wild. So that's definitely watch that. Check it out. So far I have the Knicks and the Nets, two teams, and the Bulls and the Pacers. So I need four more. In the Southeast, clearly the Heat are going to make the playoffs, clearly. So that'll be one of the, not the fifth seed, but the fifth team that will make it. I'm just going down the list. So the Heat definitely, I think, will make it. They speak for themselves. Do I think that they'll make it all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals again? You know what? I'm not sure, because the East got a lot better. The East got a whole lot better. The Cavs are going to be a lot better. The Bulls are, Derrick Rose is back. And the Bulls gave the Heat problems last year. And they were playing with their second and third string players. And the Bulls were giving the Heat problems. I don't know if I can attribute that to the Heat underestimating the Bulls. Or if just the Bulls are just, or if the Bulls bench players are just really that good. And really just disrupted the Heat, everything they had going on. But now they got Derrick Rose, and it's going to be crazy. The Knicks are still pretty. They're still pretty good. Last year, they went 3-1 or two and one. I'm sorry, with the Heat. They played pretty well against the Heat, and the Nets got a whole lot better. They got two vets, two future Hall of Famers in Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Even though they're kind of at the end of their careers, they're still Hall of Famers, and you can't overlook a Hall of Famer. Do not make that mistake. No matter how old they get, Hall of Fame. When you say their names, someday you'll have to say Hall of Fame attached with that. So I got the Heat. I think the Hawks will make it. I don't know what it is about Atlanta, where the Atlanta teams just can't win the big games. I'm sorry, I said it, Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I've been there twice. Great city, lovely city. I got an uncle that lives out there. Shout out to my uncle. I got cousins that live out there. Aunt that lives out there. Atlanta, great city, nice city. But what's up, man? It's like every time they can't win the big games. I don't know what it is. The Falcons have trouble doing it. And the Hawks, too. The Hawks, I remember 2008, the year that the Celtics went ahead and won the championship, pushed the Celtics to a great game seven. I watched the whole series, to a great game seven. And you were like, oh, the Hawks are going to be a problem for the next a long time. And they make the playoffs, but they don't really get over that hump, get over that next step. You know, they don't go ahead and make it to the finals, the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, they don't push themselves to that higher level. So hopefully they can and get over that. But I do believe they will make the playoffs. And the last team in the East that'll make the playoffs. The Bucks made the playoffs last year with an under 500 record. Only in basketball. But the Bucks made the playoffs. Will they make it again? I don't. The other team I think that will make the playoffs is Cleveland. Surprise, surprise, is Cleveland. Cleveland will, I believe, make the playoffs. And I do think they'll get knocked out the first round. But, you know, since eight teams make the playoffs from each conference, one of the better teams will go home in the first round. You know, I think at the top will be the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, the New York Knicks, the Bulls, the Indiana Pacers, the Heat, and the Hawks. So one of those teams will go home in the first round. Hopefully it won't be the Nets. I'm sorry. And in the West, the West is, I think, is a lot more wide open. You know, I think the Nuggets I had picked to do really well in this coming year, but they lost Iggy. Andre Iguodala came to Oakland. Welcome. He's here. And they got worse. And they were a really good team. They got a new coach, Brian Shaw. He's from Oakland. He went to Bishop O'Dowd. He was one of the assistant coaches for the Lakers. He's now the head coach for the Nuggets. He coached at Indiana last year. He's now the head coach. So I'm interested to see what the Denver Nuggets will do. Speaking of Denver Nuggets, the point guard Ty Lawson was arrested recently. Domestic violence. Him and his girlfriend, I guess, got into it, had some words. The police were called. They were arrested. But he's all good now. All charges were dropped. So he's back. And he's back practicing. And he's back with the Denver Nuggets. So who do I have making the playoffs from the West? So I have the Houston Rockets making the playoffs. That's one of the teams I think will make it. The Grizzlies will also make it. The Spurs, clearly. Do I think that they'll make it again to the finals this year? I don't. But then again, well, actually, I just changed my mind just now. Yeah, they'll make it because I don't really see anybody in the West really contending them consistently. You know, they might get a couple games here and there, but consistently, I'm not sure. Unless OKC sees them early, like I want to say second round, maybe, I think that they'll get the Spurs. But if they see them in the finals, that's the only way I think the Spurs will go down is if the OKC sees them early. So I got the Rockets, the Grizzlies, and the Spurs all making the playoffs. I also have OKC making the playoffs. I'm going to have the Jazz squeaking in and making the playoffs. I think they might come around like that 7th, 8th seed again, but I do think that they will make it. I also have the Warriors making the playoffs, of course. I have the Warriors going all the way to the Western Conference Finals. They're the best team, and I'm not just saying that because I'm from Oakland. Maybe I am, but still, they're still one of the best teams in the West, and I think they'll go ahead and do it. Finally this year. We were so eager last year, but, you know, this year, I'm really feeling it. This year could be our year. And also, who would I have sneaking in? I think the Clippers will make it too. They got a new coach, Doc Rivers. I think they'll get a middle seed. I don't think they'll do amazingly like people would think. Like I said, they got the new coach, Doc Rivers. They got Chris Paul coming back. They got most of their team coming back. There were rumors that KG was supposed to go to the Clippers for DeAndre Jordan and Eric Bledsoe. This was when he was with the Celtics. And, oh, boy, I would, like, again, I'm a Celtic fan. I would have loved to had DeAndre Jordan and Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe and Rondo and DeAndre Jordan, come on now. Like, we'd be a really, really good team. But that deal didn't go down. KG went to the Nets with Paul Pierce, and Doc still went to the Clippers. So look out for the Clippers to make some noise. They'll make the playoffs, but I think they'll get like a middle seed somewhere like a 4 or 5 seed, and they'll make it to the second round, I think, just because they'll play I think they'll play one of the teams that comes in, I don't know, one of like the shocker teams, maybe probably the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets will make the playoffs as well. So those are my picks I have. Those are the picks I give for the people, and I'm sorry, the NBA teams and the playoffs. Again, I know it's early and anything could change, but like I said, I'm feeling pretty confident about my choices. So those are my picks. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere, and I'll give you guys, all you college students out there, I'll give you all the 7 most unemployed majors when we get back. Also, everyone, if you're looking for something to do, next Friday, October 18th, my father is performing, my dad, yes, my father, he's performing at Berklee in Ashkenaz. It's on Gilman and San Pablo. It's a Peter Tosh tribute. Those of you that don't know Peter Tosh was an original Wailer with the Wailers. Was Bob Marley, Bunny Wailer, Peter Tosh, and also my dad was also a part of the original Wailers. So it'll be great. He's giving a tribute to his old longtime friend. Peter Tosh died in the 80s, late 80s. So it's a birthday tribute to him. It'll be great, great music, great people, great food. So come out. Tickets at the door will be $18, and online they'll be $15. So like I said, if you're looking for something to do, you're looking for some fun people to hang around, hang out, and also I've been seeing my dad perform since I was little. He's a great performer and a really great, great person. So definitely come out, check it out, and I'll play you one of Peter Tosh's songs right now. Don't forget, this is DJ 9-1, and you're listening to The Sauce. Come get lost. Welcome back, everybody. This is The Sauce with DJ 9-1, and we're back. So, again, like I said, if you're not doing anything next week on the 18th, there will be a Peter Tosh tribute. That was just Peter Tosh. I was just playing. Again, he was part of the original Wailers, so definitely go check it out. And funny news, I'll get to the majors. The 7 most unemployed majors. But in some funny news, and I saw this, and I just it was just the funniest thing to me. And I was like, oh, I know my listeners will love this. I know they will. They have to. So what it is, and I didn't even know that this existed, but I guess there was an app called Banging with Friends. Yes, Banging with Friends. It was a cell phone app. You could download it on your cell phone, and it's Banging with Friends. And more than 1 million people used it. Crazy. More than 1 million people used it. But apparently Banging with Friends just got banned. So I'm sorry if you just heard about it and wanted to try to go ahead and use it. But it's actually banned now. But more than 1 million people use it. And you're simple. So all you do is you log on Facebook. And all you do is you can contact people you want to bang. And it's kind of like poking. So you would poke somebody, but click on them and say, hey, I want to bang you, I guess is the right term. And they would respond back and say, I want to bang you too. And I guess that's how it works. But it would be kind of creepy, though, because anybody that has the app can actually say that they want to bang you. It'd be kind of weird if a teacher or somebody or a friend, or I don't know, if that'd be kind of awkward if you knew that the person wanted you like that, I guess. But I guess some people would want to know stuff like that. But it got banned because it violates rules of nudity and pornography and sexuality and things like that. But so it got banned from apps from downloading. And is it banned worthy was the question that was one of the headliners on the website that I found it on. Also, this was hilarious too. A Chinese man sues his wife for being ugly and wins. He won $120,000 from suing his wife for being ugly. I'm not making this up. I wish I was, but I'm not. He sued his wife again for being ugly. You didn't know she was ugly when you married her or what? I don't know how that works out. I'm not calling anyone ugly because I think everybody is beautiful in their own way. And everybody is beautiful, but this is just hilarious. But a northern Chinese resident, Jian Feng, divorced and sued his wife for $120,000 and won. Feng was deeply in love with his wife, beautiful wife, until they had a baby girl. And Feng was horrified at how ugly the baby was and demanded to know who his wife had cheated on him with, because the baby resembled neither of their parents. As it turns out, his wife didn't cheat, but she just glossed over the fact that she had spent $100,000 on intense plastic surgery to change how she looked before she met him. $100,000 on plastic surgery. That's ridiculous. Before she met him. Again, it can't be that serious. I mean, again, everybody's beautiful in their own way. I'm sure she was beautiful before the plastic surgery. There was no need. And he sounds like a dick, but he sounds kind of funny to just be online and see, oh, a guy sued his wife for being ugly. I didn't even know you can do that. But yeah, so it's funny. I guess that could slip your mind on the first date. But after his wife had revealed that to him, Feng took the immediate course of action and divorced her and sued her, claiming that she got him to marry her under false pretenses. Well, with a case like that, there's no way you can lose, right? saying that she pretended like she looked good. Incredibly, the judge sympathized with Feng. I guess the judge felt that, you know, if you're lying, you should be paying. And he won $120,000 in the case. That is funny. That is pretty funny, if you ask me. The seven most, I don't know, I just keep going back to that. He sued his wife for being ugly and won $120,000. That is crazy. But in other news, so like I was saying, the seven most unemployed majors, and you'll be pretty surprised when you'll see what they are. This is on careerandservicemonster.com. I found this. So at the number seven is psychology. Even though psychology majors often end up in human resource positions, teaching or at coffee shops, psychology majors are more so, I guess they get hired for lecturing jobs and do research in private practices and things like that. That's what it says. And apparently they're the number seven most underemployed majors. Number six is a history major. A bachelor level degree history isn't likely to get a college grad into the dream job. It's most likely, again, will land you lecturing or teaching or something like that. But it says in history that you would want to get a higher degree or two. So if you're pursuing a major in history, statistics say that if you have a higher degree, so maybe a master's degree or a doctorate in history, that the odds of you getting a job really increase and get really high for history majors. The next is liberal arts. Liberal arts came in at number five. And liberal arts majors, I guess they're just not getting employed. And again, it says, as a liberal arts grad, make it clear that you have something that you specialize in to your employer. It says liberal arts is really general, and it is, but specialize in something. And whatever your specialty is, make sure that you let that be known to your employer. And most likely liberal arts majors would land a job in your office or as a paralegal. Number four, we have anthropology. And college students that major in anthropology may have dreams about traveling the globe and studying cultural practices or research lost civilizations. But I guess that's another job where people aren't really hiring or people aren't really looking for. That was a tie actually for number three. And what came in at number three was drama and theater arts and criminal justice. That's pretty surprising. Criminal justice. You would think a criminal justice major would be a lawyer or some type of political official, but apparently criminal justice majors just not getting hired. So that came in, that tied in for number three. And drama and theater arts, that's another surprising thing, but I guess since drama and theater arts is so competitive that it is hard to get jobs in that, and the job market maybe for that is really small, really tight to get in. It turns out that actors don't need to necessarily wait tables as they work for their big break. It's kind of funny. On the website careerservicemonsters.com, and criminal justice and drama and theater arts came in tied at number three, so they both got the three and two spot, but both of them came in as a tie. And this came as a shock to me. Really surprising. Number one, pay attention. Number one is business administration and management. Again, this is the seven most underemployed majors. This is crazy. Business administration and management. I would never, ever think that this would be number one. And this is, I'll read it exactly what it says. It says, a bachelor degree in business administration isn't going to get you nearly as far as an MBA will. Okay, that makes sense. So if you have a bachelor in business, a master's degree would get you a lot further, which makes sense. Which, you know, it also said a couple other majors that a higher degree would definitely land you a job. Arts and liberal history and liberal arts were two of them that the higher degree you get, the more likely you are to get a job. But it number one, business administration and management, also says that people with a 4-year degree in business administration are most likely to be underemployed in the pay scale list. While the bachelor degree is often simply a step into grad school, people trying to get a job on the 4-year degree end up as credit or collections managers, retail assistant managers, or as wait staff. That blows my mind. I would never think that business administration and management would be one of the underemployed majors. But hey, you know, you learn something every day. Just going to wrap up my show now. Thank you, everybody, for joining and showing in. Next, we have Lady Boss with her show. Everybody stay tuned for that. She has a great show coming up. Don't go anywhere. Check it out. Listen. Thank you all for listening to my show. I know last week I was on Thursday, but now I'm on Wednesdays. I'm on the hump day, so remember that. Remember the sauce, DJ 91 hump day. I'm on Wednesdays from 2 to 3. 2:15 to 3:15. I'll be coming in around 2:15. So you can tune in at 2:15 and I'll be here. If you tune in at 2 o'clock and you don't hear me yet, don't be alarmed. I'll be here at 2:15. So definitely check that out. Check me out. And we'll be back next week with a great show. Again, thank you all for staying and joining in. I appreciate everyone. Happy hump day. Everybody go out. Have a safe day. Have a fun weekend. And this is DJ 91. And this is The Sauce. Thank you for getting lost. Peace.
Black hearts on my card again. At the crib telling your girl that we should order in. And tell G to put his feet up on the ottoman. We just up against a bunch of rappers I go harder than. Damn, I'm so Katrina, smarter than a lot of the ocean. And the coach just brought the starter in. Yeah, and I'm the type to tell your daughter things. I float high, don't try and cut my water wings. I'm still myself. Suicide balls, I kill myself. Charge it to the game, I build myself. And I don't feel y'all, but I feel myself. Antidote, tell him I deserve a muzzle tough. I'm rapping like a shepherd with the muzzle off. I'm next to blow, pause. And I can hear the critics talking over the applause. Yeah, I try to tell them future, let them know. Send the haters all my love, X and O. Got a black box where suggestions go, but I don't really give a fuck. Probably best you know, my reality is brighter than your dreams are. I got your dream girl riding in your dream car, yeah. And the visual is stunning. I hope they document what I'm becoming. Congratulations. So what you want in the water, something? I'm at the private airport border, something. I see nothing from afar, but I'm far from nothing. Put on your poker face, I'll pull your card if you're bluffing. But I ain't with the hard talk, I got a monopoly. Catch me on my boardwalk. Like I said, we pull your card and find out you're a hallmark. Just know I'm breaking world records, no false start. I don't see your point unless it's gunpoint or something. My deal like Weezy first week, 1 point something. And my verse is getting stupider. Wayne, if you're on Mars, can you pick me up from Jupiter? Phone blowing up, so I'm cutting off my cellular. I'm a superstar, know that onto my nebula. I will break a leg, break an arm, and a fibula. When I break it down, when I break it down. I hug and kiss the drum kick. I put the beat in my back pocket and just sit. But you can never be my boss. Again, damn it, y'all. Again, y'all. Pretending we are some men that get it on and in. I die before I lose, cause I was born to win. If he don't fuck with y'all, then don't bother him. And yes, I but I won't father them. Right.
In the sky where you're more lucky than me. wish that I would.